Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the food bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the food bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Latonja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by Latonja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Latonja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Latonja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tonjas at 318-346-4091.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. And might I add, we're picking up listeners from all parts of the country. So we welcome all of you via our website. Again, www.onpointcxmas.com. And if you want to reach out and connect with Team OPT, you can do so through our offices at 3717 Government Street. That's suite number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana. You could zip it up with 71302. Or you can simply dial us, 318-445-5658. Well, if you're just getting your Friday morning started, it's March 1st. Can you believe it? A new month already? Yes, indeed. March 1st is a special month for so many reasons, and I'll tell you why a little bit later in the show. But as always, we like to remind you about those school zones. We like to remind you, if you're getting started this morning, you're working on getting your kids there, you're trying to get yourself there, to slow down, stay engaged, and get there safely. Please help everyone by watching out for our school buses, our school kids that are standing at bus stops, and those kids that are walking to school. And we ask you every single morning without fail, we ask you to please slow down through those school zones and to remember that they're in effect until 9 o'clock. And you know what, since we're not here in the afternoons, I'm going to start reminding you about afternoon school zones as well. They start at 2 o'clock, from 2 to 4. It's just important that we all stay engaged, because our kids are just so busy being about themselves that they're not watching out for others. So we've got to watch out for them. So if you're traveling in this morning, make sure that you're staying safe. And you know what else I've noticed, and I've been talking about this a lot, the traffic in the Twin Cities is growing and growing and growing. And it seems like we're all jammed up, all piled up. And every single day, you can see minimum 1 to 2 accidents in the South traffic circle. And so as you're traveling in, if you're using the South traffic circle, we want to ask you to slow down. And please stay engaged through the circle, because it is becoming treacherous if you're just not careful. So this morning, I know it's the weekend. If you've just gotten started, it is brisk, it's cool outside, and it is beautiful. It looks like it's going to be an incredibly wonderful weekend. So I tell you what, we want you to stay on point for Real Women, Real Talk. It's going to be a great conversation. We're going to take a quick time out here, but we'll be back. We'll introduce you to our ladies right after this. Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LACHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies. Guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. If you're just getting your morning started, it is the weekend, baby. And let me just say that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides Parish. For any and all questions when it comes down to home, auto, life insurance, any questions, any checkup needs, the number to phone is 318-487-1881. Also, Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, you can log on to www.HicksonHasIt.com. Hickson Automotive Group is the official automotive dealer for the OPT Network. And if you're joining us, if you're just joining us this morning, you already know that it is Real Women, Real Talk Friday. And we've got another we've got another crew of women. Last Real Women, Real Talk Friday was so hot, I wore short sleeves today. Let me introduce you to our Real Women this Friday. We're joined this morning by Lisa Love. She is a balanced life coach and the proud new owner of CrossFit South, South Bank. Lisa is no stranger to the OPT Network. That's just one of the things that she does. She is a guru, and we're so happy to have her this morning. Also want to introduce you to Valerie Bayong-Bandy. She is the executive director of the Family Life Counseling, and also no stranger to the Real Women Real Talk Forum, Christine Bergeron. She is the founder of Women and Wine on Wednesday. Ladies, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Carlette.
Well, as we kick off March 1st, a lot of women may or may not know that it is Women's History Month. And so all month long, just as we do really all year long, we're going to be celebrating women. But this year's theme I thought was really, really interesting. The theme for Women's History 2013 is Women Inspiring Innovation Through Imagination. And I thought that was incredibly powerful. And so this morning, I want to kick off with you, Lisa, because as we are innovators, as we are moms, as we are inventors and scientists and teachers and all of the things that we are, we're also those people that have to shift. We've got
the queen of shift.
You're the queen of shift. Well, that's why I wanted to start with the queen. And I was talking about, for those women that don't even know that today and this month is the beginning of celebration of self, how, when we are not in the place where we thought we would be, how we make that shift.
Yeah, and you know, today, I knew today was special.
You just kind of had that. You just kind of had a feeling.
Something about March gives me energy, and now I'm just even more energized. And Carlette, just thinking back, where in the world I thought I would be, if I thought back 9 months, where I thought I would be sitting this morning, mm-hmm. and what I would be doing, I had no idea what God had in plan for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I got the little tap on the shoulder that I was going to move out of healthcare administration,
mm-hmm.
and I just really started thinking about, what is my passion? You know, this is an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
This is nothing but the best opportunity in my life to do what I really want to do.
But see, I want to find out how that happens, because you have this incredible job, you have this incredible position, and then your season just changes.
Right.
How can you be so positive and so encouraged about that?
You know, I guess it's just faith and just knowing that all of my life, God has taken care of me. And so with hard work,
mm-hmm.
and with determination, and with having a broad range of interests, you know, so mm-hmm. my whole identity was not centered around the hospital. Yeah, 90% of my time was centered mm-hmm. around the hospital, but to have a other interest mm-hmm. in your life, so you're not putting all of your eggs in one basket, and if that goes away, oh my gosh, mm-hmm. what am I going to do with my world?
But Valerie, for the most part, don't we all kind of put most of our eggs in one basket, you think?
Oh, absolutely. I think a lot of the times the things that we see at Family Counseling Agency are people who they just knew their lives would be a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And then when there was a shift or a change,
mm-hmm.
it was overwhelming. A lot of times we have to realize something. We feel like in life we're all walking on land,
mm-hmm.
but we're really not.
Wow.
What we really are is we're in an ocean with waves. Okay.
That's right.
And what we have to do is we have to understand that there is a power much bigger than all of us
mm-hmm.
that is navigating that ocean.
Wow.
And if we mm-hmm. can learn to do that, and when that wave comes or that move comes,
mm-hmm.
if we do that, then we can go on through life and we can find out where we're supposed to be and actually end up on the shore we belong on.
Wow. Okay. That's powerful.
When I was listening to her saying that, she's absolutely correct. I did not know a year ago that I would be the head of a charity.
Uh-huh.
I had no idea I'd take over a nonprofit charity.
Mm-hmm.
But once I did, I realized something. Everything I've ever done my whole life prepared me for where I am today.
Wow. I'm a run.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I'm a run in a minute. I just get chills just hearing that everything that you've done in your whole life is preparation for this moment.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, the whole thing is, though, Valerie, is that when you're going through the shift, when the season is changing, sometimes you don't feel like I was being prepared for something else. Sometimes it feels like rejection. It feels hurtful. You know, and you were talking about your friend that was also shifting.
Right. And the thing is with her is she
was stuck in this one job, afraid to leave for 14 years. And just, okay, you know, I have a child, mm-hmm. I have a husband, but she just wasn't happy. So it's like, what do you do? Do you continue staying in this, you know, in this case, a job that you're not happy in, that's mm-hmm. not fulfilling to you, that's really stifling, it's holding you back.
Right, it's drudgery. I call it exactly. drudgery.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And, you know, I would tell her, when the right one comes along, it's, everything is just going to work out. And mm-hmm. that's what happened. I know that sounds cliche, but it's so true. Mm-hmm. I mean, it even happened with me.
Right.
And it's just...
And you saw your own shift.
Absolutely. And it just, it becomes easy. It's not as difficult. Mm-hmm. You have the strength to make that move or make that change without a problem.
But you know, in that shift, it's like, if you're, you could be in the shift like a drowning woman, mm-hmm. you know, fighting to survive.
Right.
Or you could be a floater where you just lie there and just float and wait for the miracle to happen.
Exactly. And that's difficult, too, because, you know, God always says, you know, for me to help you, you have to help yourself,
mm-hmm.
too.
Mm-hmm.
So if you make that first step, he's going to come in and just push you along mm-hmm. and just make things happen. It's amazing.
Absolutely. Go ahead, Lisa.
Yeah. Couple of thoughts on that. And when you said float, it really made me think about the importance of women being intentional with their lives.
I like that word, intentional.
Yes. So if I'm just in this world and I'm going through the motions mm-hmm. and just trying to get up every day and just doing what everybody says that I'm supposed to do, I'm not being intentional with what I want to do for my life. And so if the waters are choppy
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and I'm not happy where I am, imagining life on the other side of that, imagining life mm-hmm. in those calm waters where mm-hmm. I can breathe, I can mm-hmm. live, I can thrive,
mm-hmm.
and then picturing yourself there and then identifying those steps to get there
mm-hmm.
and taking care of every step that is within your power that you have control of to make that happen.
But you know, you said something that just really rose up in my spirit when you said intentional. And I think for the most part, most of us are not
right.
living life intentional.
We let life happen to us.
We let like life happen. We're not intentional about where we're going and what we're doing. And a lot of us stay in drudgery. And this has been the vein of our conversations on this show probably for the last few weeks, because I feel a real pulling to say to not just women, but especially women this month, that you've got to live your life on purpose.
Exactly.
That's go ahead,
right.
Valerie.
And one thing that I hear a lot, I had a conversation with a beautiful woman, very educated, very intelligent, very accomplished, and she was having this conversation about how she would have to lower her standards to be able to get someone that she could date or be with.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, and I don't know if you've experienced
wow.
this. And
watch
my
out.
Reaction was, I know it's about to heat up right now.
Look, I took my scarf off because I don't know where these go. But look, funny you would say that, because we had Dr. Robin Smith on. And she was talking about being hungry. She just wrote this book. I want every woman within the sound of my voice, if you only read one book this year, I hope it's Hungry.
That's right.
Because it talks about being metaphorically hungry. Yes. And that's one of the things she said. I don't want to be hungry to have to dumb myself down or be hungry for your crumbs.
That's right. And that is the thing, the point I was telling her. No, I don't have that experience because my God told me I'm supposed to have life and life more abundantly.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of times with women especially, they tend to say, I'm supposed to suffer. And don't get me wrong, you have good and bad. It rains on the just and the unjust.
Absolutely.
But are you actually going to go through this life saying, I'm going to go with less
mm-hmm.
than,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to, this is okay, it's less
mm-hmm.
than. Is that fair to you? Is that fair to the people around you?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want a BFF to tell me, well, Valerie, you're my best friend because I couldn't find anybody better.
So imagine how
a husband would feel.
That's good.
Hey, y'all, I got to take a time out.
That is hysterical.
Y'all, this is real women, real talk. It's a conversation about women celebrating ourselves and celebrating each other. And you know what? It all starts with the love that we need to have for ourselves. This is a conversation you won't want to miss. Stay on point.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
My name is Al Turner, owner and CEO of the fastest-growing construction company in Central Louisiana. Diversity in Action has definitely provided me and my business with the additional boost of confidence to truly live up to our motto of satisfying expectations by being more than just a builder.
My name is Eric Reed, and I am the owner and operator of LPT Photography. If you are someone like me who had an idea and a dream and just an aspiration to own and operate your own business, please, by all means, I encourage you to go by and visit the Central Louisiana Business Incubator.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Have you been dreaming of a Tempur-Pedic? At American Wholesale Mattress, we can make your dreams come true. And now's the perfect time during the Ergo Adjustable Bed Savings Event. While you're here, check out the new Tempur-Pedic Breeze, the coldest sleeping bed on the market. At American Wholesale Mattress, our Tempur-Pedics are in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, you can stop dreaming of a Tempur-Pedic and start dreaming on one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive next to Subway, locally owned and serving Sinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. So race in now.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Think a new or new-to-you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back in the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Health Care Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Oh my goodness, it's Real Women, Real Talk, and I can't take nothing else off.
I'm about ready to.
Everybody's having
it
to kind of.
It's hot in here.
It is getting hot in here. We're joined by Lisa Love. She is just an amazing human being. All of these ladies are. And you know what? Every week the producer has committed to do something different with different women because we all bring something different to the table. This morning, Lisa Love's here, Valerie Bayong-Bandy, and Christine Bergeron, and we're talking about, during the break, about being free. And Lisa is sitting here looking at me like, oh, Carlette. But I'm going to tell you, there is something so powerful and so soaring about being free to celebrate your real self. And it is so freeing not to have to pretend, not to have to hide behind the mask that hides those grins and lies. It's just freedom. And this morning, you know, as we celebrate women and women's history and the women that went before us, the whole reason why we do this is to encourage women first to love themselves and then secondly to love each other. Because I think we're lying to ourselves when we say we love each other and we really don't. Mm-hmm. And one of the things, Lisa, that you were talking about during the break is we were all talking about, and Valerie, you said it too, that how did you say that hurting place? But you called it the book that we were going to write.
Everyone has a happiness meter.
A happiness meter. And so we were saying, when does the breakdown start? When do you know when you have been broken as a young woman? And we were saying we've got to start, like yeah. we are with Girls on the Run, with our young girls.
Exactly, Carlette. Right now we are working with probably about 50 young girls in the third through fifth grade through mm-hmm. Girls on the Run. And I was saying during the break that our message to them is that this negative self-talk that mm-hmm. starts at that young age where I'm too fat, I'm too slow, mm-hmm. I'm too stupid, mm-hmm. I can't do it.
Mm-hmm. I'm not pretty enough.
I don't have the right clothes. Mm-hmm. All of that negative self-talk mm-hmm. that we say to ourselves and that others, unfortunately, say mm-hmm. to us. Mm-hmm. We're teaching these young girls to unplug mm-hmm. that oozing negative mm-hmm. talk that's coming into our heads and replug and reform the words that we're thinking and that we're mm-hmm. hearing into positive words. I mm-hmm. mean, it sounds simple, and it is simple. It's just
DC would say it's simple, but it's not easy.
It's simple, but it's not easy. But if we can teach at a young age to turn that mm-hmm. off, to turn off all those negative, you should just hear what happens in the third and fourth grade. It's crazy. And it's no wonder that mm-hmm. that we as women grow up worried about our weight, worried mm-hmm. about what we can't do.
Hiding behind the mask.
I was thinking of it when you were saying that you've got to be free and you've got to be open, mm-hmm. I was thinking about the heaviness that comes when we're in
You have a, no idea.
Yeah, that when we're in a relationship with somebody that is controlling us mm-hmm. or we're in a job where we just can't breathe mm-hmm. that heaviness and that just being bound and not being able to live mm-hmm. I mean, you can't live in that. You can't be a good mother or a good wife or
but you know what, Lisa, you learn to do it. And the reason why I know is because I did it for years. I hid behind the mask of the right house, the right neighborhood, the right outfit, the right designers, the right vehicle. Right. I hid behind that mask. And, you know, it's like you're sick and you really don't realize
you're sick.
And so that becomes a way of life. And that's why my mantra is to thine own self be true. William Shakespeare said it best. You got to be true to yourself. And see, we're talking about young girls and we catch them. But as I said to you, Valerie, with our happiness meter, as I said to you, Chris, during the break, we all get broken at some point in life, or we all feel not validated. We all, at some point, our mom didn't do enough, or you missed it, or something happened. My dad didn't father me the way that I wanted to be fathered. And everybody's got a story. Mm-hmm. But at some point, even with programs like Girls on the Run, I can only teach you what I know. And what if I know insecurity, if I know hiding, that's all I can teach you. Mm-hmm. And so this morning, it is about shifting. It is about getting free. But how you do that, how you come from behind the mask of shame and condemnation and people judging you, you just do it. There is no other way to do it than to do it.
I just have to keep thinking about it's imagining life outside that.
Mm-hmm.
How do I want to present to the world?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do I want to live? What do I want to do at 10
mm-hmm.
o'clock in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do I want to be for my children?
Right. And, you know, it's a process. And I'm not sitting here saying that it happens today because you say it today. Where I sit here and my truth today has been years of work.
Mm-hmm. 50 for me.
50, almost 50 for me. You know what I'm saying? So I sit here and I said to Lisa, and I'm saying to you guys and I'm saying to everybody listening, that the reason why we do what we do is because when you hear a story of truth, hopefully it will give life to your story of truth. Because you see, my truth is different from your truth, Valerie and Lisa and Chris. Everybody's truth is different, but it's the truth that makes you free. And what Dr. Robbins said in her book is that, you know, sometimes before you get free from the truth, it'll put you on your back.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It'll put you on your back. Mm-hmm. But you see, we're talking about shifting and how you do that, but how you shift in truth.
One important thing is, if you were broken, you've got to figure out, why didn't I mend?
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't I come back together then? Because things break all the time. People break all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they mend. You got to figure out why you didn't mend. That's crucial.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't, you'll actually victimize yourself for the rest of your life, mm-hmm. looking for that little piece, that thing that you
mm-hmm.
didn't have.
Mm-hmm.
Like you were saying, you didn't have a good relationship with your mom. You might end up having unhealthy relationships with female friends.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have a good relationship with
your dad.
Mm-hmm. Might have bad
mm-hmm.
relationships,
mm-hmm.
unhealthy relationships
mm-hmm.
with men. Didn't feel good enough growing up because maybe you grew up in poverty or something
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go through life having to have a
mm-hmm.
type of shoe.
Mm-hmm.
Or
that you can't afford.
Right. Exactly.
That you can't afford.
Why didn't you mend? You've got to find that out. And if you can't do that alone, then you can get that through some type of help or some type of support. But you've got to find out why you didn't mend, because if you don't mend, you can't shift.
That's powerful.
Not successfully.
That's powerful. And why is it, Valerie, and you see it all the time with women, why is it so hard for us to say, I need some help? Why is it so hard to put your truth out there?
Well, I'm going to be frank with you, because a lot of times, like you were saying, people feel like, I've got to be perfect.
Right.
If I'm not perfect, people will talk about me. They'll say
mm-hmm.
bad things about me. And one thing we have to realize is this, none of us are perfect.
That's right.
All of us have flawed lives. All of us have done things that we were or were not supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
All of us have made bad choices. I can tell you, I mean, all of
Lisa's
us have.
Lisa's laughing. Oh, Lord.
All of us have. And,
mm-hmm.
and one thing, too, and I can tell you from my own personal experience, something. It even happened with me for a nanosecond. My marriage ended. It ended up with a custody issue that went all the way to the Louisiana Court of Appeals. And that was bad enough,
mm-hmm.
having to live it, having to
mm-hmm.
go through it, having
mm-hmm.
to support my son through it.
And having to have people watch you go through it.
But what made it worse was the summary.
It was a court.
It got worse?
The whole thing, and I'm telling this on the radio, so everybody be Googling in about 5 minutes. The whole thing's on the internet, the entire Court of Appeals case. And I won the case, but I don't feel that anyone ever wins in these types of things.
Right.
And it's even more painful when your whole life, you know, your intimate details of your life are sitting right there for the whole world to see. And then one day my mom stopped me and said, okay, Valerie, I got a question. Did you do anything wrong as a parent? Well, no, ma'am. Did you do everything you could to make sure you raised your child well? Yes, ma'am. Is your child a good child? Oh, yes. I mean, my child, I thank God for my son every day. No child is perfect, but I thank God for him every day. He's amazing. He's doing well. She said, okay, well, then why are you embarrassed? And she said, because you're worried about what other people think. She said, Valerie, I'm going to tell you something. Keep it with you your whole life. What other people think about you is really none of
your business. You know? And I think that is so powerful because... we're going to have Kay Warren on the show probably this month. She is the wife of Rick Warren. He is the author of Purpose Driven Life. He said the two reasons why people never find their purpose in life is one, envy and jealousy. You look at other people, you want what they have. And two, you're always trying to satisfy others. And see, when you hold that yardstick up, when I... And I'll use Lisa, for example, because I said, you know what? I see Lisa's body. She's in immaculate physical condition, and I want that. But then I went to work out with Lisa. Because I had been saying,
You gave it one day.
Okay, that's all I could do.
You gave it one day.
So I'm thinking... You know, before I ask her, you know, because I'm saying, well, Lisa, what is it that you're doing? How is it that you are able to look like this? And I said, you know, I'm doing some things, you know, but I'm not looking like this. And Lisa's a few years, just a few years older than me. So she said, Carlette, I can't tell you what I'm doing. You just got to see it. I'm doing all kind of stuff. So I tell DC, I said, you know, if Lisa at her age can look like she looks, I'm thinking... I might not can look just like that, but I could probably get somewhere in the vicinity. So I keep telling DC, I said, you know, I think I'm going to go work out with Lisa. And he's like, okay, whatever. So then we set a date. I get over there and, you know, and I wear my cute workout clothes.
You were cute.
I wear my cute stuff.
You were cute and you were happening.
Yeah, okay. And so then I get there. And I say, okay, you know, and then we start going. And I'm, you know, I'm okay. But DC tells me before I leave, he said, Carlette, don't go over there with Lisa. These are his words. And hurt yourself. I'm going somewhere with this, y'all. I want what Lisa has, right? But then when I get there, I see I'm not willing to do what Lisa is doing to have what Lisa has. And I see now that it just ain't that easy. You know, she makes it look easy because she looks so great. But then when I get there, it's all I can do to make it through the whole workout. And if there would have been a hurl bucket, no, I'm serious. I got physically sick. That's how intense the workout was. I could have literally thrown up. But the point is we want what others have, but we're really just not ready to do or willing to do what others are doing to get there. Y'all, it's real women. Real talk. It's Friday. It's the weekend, baby. We got to take a quick time out, but we're back with more right after this. Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and the CHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup
offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Fishy, fishy.
There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy, fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new Fish McBites.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to Mickey D's and get you.
Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish McBites, McBites.
Now there are more ways to love.
Fishy, fishy.
For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Ray Hyde Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just getting your morning started, it's 23 minutes after 8. Today is March 1st. Can you believe it? It's a new month already. And let me just give a special shout out to one of our newest sponsors and thank them for coming aboard to the OPT Network, Amerigroup Real Solutions in Healthcare, providing real solutions for families since 1996. And we're going to tell you more about Amerigroup. We're going to tell you more about their enrollment plans and how you can get involved, how you can make sure that you've got the best care for you and for your children. But if you're just joining the conversation, it is heating up. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. We're joined by Lisa Love, Valerie Bayon Bandy, Christine Bergeron, and we're just talking about real things. But really, I hope in these conversations, and I said to the ladies during the break that the producer's idea for this forum and this concept is to bring women together, women that don't know each other, have never sat and had conversations with each other to prove what Dr. Maya Angelou said. And she, we're working on her for Women's History Month. She said it best. We're all more alike than we are different. Oh, yes. And if we can come together and we can talk about our differences and we can talk about our truths and we can talk about us comparing ourselves. And everybody was laughing at me during the break because Lisa looks so incredibly awesome. But but it's real. You and you should and she should and she should say and she should say thank you.
Thank you.
But my point is this. I can be honest enough to say that I looked at Lisa and wanted what she had. I wasn't covetous or envious, but I wanted it. And I asked her. I said, how can I get this? How can this happen for me? And if we just start being, Christy, more honest and open with each other, I think it would take away some of the competitiveness that we have.
Right, because women do compare themselves to one another all the time. I mean, we want what they have. I mean, whether it's a car,
a house, a husband,
I mean, anything, everything.
Children, you know.
And it becomes exhausting because we're constantly competing with them. We want what they have. Mm-hmm. It becomes draining, and we lose ourselves in what we want, mm-hmm, instead of working on what we have and how to make it better.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very draining. I know, I've been there. Be honest. I mean, we all have. I mean, whether it's, in school.
Is it freeing to be honest to say that?
It is. It really is. And that's just come with me. I mean, I'm going to tell you my age. I'm 38 now. And it's just getting to that point within the last year that I'm able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just because things that have happened in my life that have made me be honest.
How did you get there? How did you personally get to your own personal truth?
Well, for me, it was being in a job that I was not happy in for 8 years. And it's just, I need to make a change. I'm just going to take a leap of faith and try something new and different. And
8 years.
8 years.
And so at what moment in that 8 years or in that eighth year, mm-hmm, do you say this is drudgery?
Right.
Do you remember what that moment was?
I do, actually. For about the last two years, I'd wanted to leave and was just trying to look for jobs, and just nothing panned out. And it was very frustrating. So not only was I unhappy in the job that I was in, but it was also very frustrating for me in not being able to find anything. It's like, what's going on? Why isn't this working? It's been 2 years. And we always want to do things on our time.
Uh-huh. And so do you ask God, what's up with that? I've been praying.
Right. You pray. Exactly. And I went to bed one night and I had this dream. And really, I know this is going to sound silly, but it's so true. I had this dream to where literally God spoke to me and said, it's okay. It's okay to leave.
Wow.
So the next day I wake up and I'm like, I'm just, and I don't recommend this. I mean, this is,
right. This is
me.
This is your exactly. This is your story. This
and
is your journey.
I went in and I put in, a month's notice that I was leaving, and I didn't have anything else, and I didn't know what I was going to do, but I just knew that I was not happy at all. And so that was the most freeing thing. And when I tell you, moved back to Alexandria from Baton Rouge, and doors started opening, things fell into place,
mm-hmm,
and I'm actually in a job that I love now,
mm-hmm,
that would have never happened if I would have never taken that first step.
Wow.
I'm a director at, Grant Walker 4-H Educational Facility,
mm-hmm,
and I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And not only was it a promotion for me, but, you're making more money, and it's just, the job is wonderful, and I'm so grateful to have that. But it was just that first step. It was a leap of faith,
mm-hmm,
and it was just trust in God that, you've got to do something for yourself, right? And He will push you along and open doors.
So, Valerie, let me ask you this. Hearing her story, hearing Christine's story, and then hearing Lisa's story, and you hear a lot of stories.
Yes.
Because you deal with women. Do you think culturally that some women are able to take a leap quicker or more readily than others?
One thing that we do with that is we tend to attribute it to culture, because we'll see a vast majority of people from a certain culture.
Right.
But in actuality, it's actually deeper than that. It has to go with the actual mindset that has either been instilled in the person or they've chosen to adopt. If someone has a freeing mindset where they think, I'm going to go through life, I'm going to live it to the fullest, I'm going to make sure I have the best I can have, well, that's no culture that really embodies that. Some cultures are more constricting, but thank heavens we live here in America.
Absolutely.
Where we have the ability to have opportunities and thoughts and ideas that some women around the world don't have. But actually, it has to do with the mindset of the person. Now, you bring up a very interesting point. Do you see a more freeing mindset in some cultures than in others? Absolutely. It is present. It is there. Sometimes people have to actually fight. Some women have to actually fight against their actual culture when they say, well, I want to go to college. I want to do this for a living. I'm going to leave this relationship because I find it's hurting me. They actually have to go against their actual grain. But it has to do with the mind. Everybody has one. Everybody can change theirs. So really, it can be cultural, but at a certain point in your life, you can no longer use your culture or your rearing as an excuse.
That's powerful. And you know what, Dr. Cindy Trim, you just broke that down in a way that I'm grabbing it. Because I've wondered about that. Dr. Cindy Trim was on the show, earlier this week, Monday, and she talked about, and she's going to be, for all of those people that want to see her, she's going to be in Baton Rouge today. She's on TBN a lot, sits with Bishop Jakes and Paula White and all these great thinkers, revolutionary thinkers is what she's called. And she said, if you want to change your destiny, you've got to change your decisions.
Exactly.
And it's all about making a decision, but coming out of the fear. And as I sit here, and even as Lisa and I have talked about her shift. And when I heard about her shift, I prayed about it and I got a piece for Lisa. And then when we came together to talk about her shift, I was just amazed that you were so free about the shift. Where did that come from?
Carlette, I can only say that as big a shift as that was, because 23 years in a hospital and, the best paying job for a woman probably in Alexandria.
In this city.
Is what I.
And not only that, not only were we talking about the dollars and cents, we're talking about the position. We're talking about the status. We're talking about everything that that brings.
Right. You know, I walked out that day and walking to my car, I felt the biggest weight lifted off of my shoulders.
Wow.
And so I knew then, and don't get me wrong, I mean, I really felt...
You feel broken?
I felt a little broken, and I also was a little fearful and sad about leaving a lot of people that I had worked with for years. However, at the same time, I have to be honest and say that I felt freedom, freedom to pursue something else. So it was really for me, and I didn't want to leave here. I didn't want to leave my home and my grandchildren. And we have my husband has a practice here. And so I knew that there was going to be a big shift because I would not be an administrator in another hospital in this community. And so it was just immediate.
Did you wonder and were you concerned about what people would think or what people would say?
I guess, of course. I have to say, honestly, of course I was maybe a little embarrassed and knew that there would be a lot of talk. When somebody in a position like that, there's always a little talk.
Sure.
A lot of talk. Good, bad, and...
And indifferent.
But I have been, when you think about life experiences, I will write a book one day.
Oh, absolutely. We've already talked about it.
Trials and tribulations. and I think that all of these just terrible choices and environments, et cetera, that have built where I am today. That has given me a lot of courage. The work in the hospital, I got so much experience and and leadership training and mm-hmm. development mm-hmm. that helped me grow as an individual mm-hmm. to just take that opportunity and say, nothing's impossible.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And you looked at the possibility. And Valerie, you said it, and you're right on point, that those 23 years were not wasted years. Those were years of preparation. And this is what, see, this is what I hope that women will feel. And I ask women to, especially women, to listen not just with their ears, but to listen with their hearts. That we would come together. When you look at the fact that we have only been given the right to vote, it will be 100 years on March the 3rd. That will mark the suffrage mm-hmm. that we have gone through. Y'all, we have come through a lot together as women. I said to Lisa, after I got the news, I said, I love you for you, not for the position you're in. And nothing about our relationship will change because your position has changed.
And Carlette, that meant the world to me, because at that time in your life, you need for somebody, you need for Carlette Christmas to reach out to you and say, you know, you're the same person.
Absolutely.
You're the same person. In fact, you're stronger now.
Absolutely.
And
I told you, you're going to be bigger, better, mm-hmm. and stronger. I got to take a quick break here. Quick time out, y'all. It's called Real Women, Real Talk. We're back right after this.
Give me five on that, sister.
You with the same. I see your true colors shining through. I see your true colors, and that's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true colors are beautiful like a
rainbow. Have you been dreaming of a Tempur-Pedic? At American Wholesale Mattress, we can make your dreams come true. And now's the perfect time during the Ergo Adjustable Bed Savings Event. While you're here, check out the new Tempur-Pedic Breeze, the coldest sleeping bed on the market. At American Wholesale Mattress, our Tempur-Pedics are in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, you can stop dreaming of a Tempur-Pedic and start dreaming on one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive next to Subway, locally owned and serving Sinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
It's different from the start. At the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana. Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. So race in now.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Think a new or new-to-you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back in the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Fishy, fishy. Fish, fish, McKites, McKites. Fish, fish, McKites, McKites.
There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy, fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new Fish McBites.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to Mickey D's and get you
some. Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish, fish, McKites, McKites.
Now, there are more ways to love.
Fishy, fishy.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. Hey, this time just goes by way too fast. It's 8:40. Remember those school zones. I know you guys are listening with some intensity. It's Real Women, Real Talk, joined by Lisa Love, Valerie Bayon-Bandy, and Christine Bergeron. And I'm going to tell you, if you think it's hot on the radio, it's even hotter in the studio. And you know what? I just want to thank you guys for your openness. And during the break, we were talking about, and I have said this on many shows and will continue to say it, we're not kind enough to each other. And I wonder why it is that we cannot, even as I compliment Lisa here today, why it's so hard to just, and I'm guilty too, to just say thank you.
Yeah. I just don't know the answer. I don't know the answer to that, Valerie. That's for you. Why is it that...
She's passing.
How about that?
Passing the baton.
How about that?
Let us know.
You know, we're just not good at taking compliments, and I try to. I'll work on that.
Absolutely, Valerie. Why you think it is?
One way I can do it that a lot of women can relate to is this: if a woman has a child that they're very proud of, then someone can compliment her child, and she'll be like, "Thank you." If she has an outfit on that someone says she's proud of, someone can compliment her clothes. She'll be like, "Oh, thanks." But when it comes to complimenting herself as the person, a lot of women, they don't know how to receive that, like you were saying. It has to do with developing the same type of pride in yourself that you have in your children or in your home or in your car.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is that you value in your life,
mm-hmm.
start having that pride within yourself as a person. Because after all, you were the person sitting around who helped make all of that.
Own it.
Oh, I like that. And Lisa said something during the break that I thought was powerful. Having that emotional bank account.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I think we're emotionally withdrawn or overdrawn.
Exactly. And so two things on that. One is that we need to remember to make deposits
mm-hmm.
in our friends, our family, our children, our husbands'
mm-hmm.
emotional bank
mm-hmm.
accounts. And then we need to be very careful in where we're spending our time and with whom we're spending our time.
Mm-hmm.
Are they making deposits or are they continuously making withdrawals?
Mm-hmm.
And that's crucial. And I'll tell anyone this. You can come to Family Counseling Agency and get therapy 3 times a week for 3 hours a week.
Wow,
but
that's powerful.
If you have a negative circle of friends, they will undo what we've been doing about maybe 15 minutes outside the door
mm-hmm.
calling from your car. If you have people around you and all they ever say to you is how you're not good enough, how you're not making it. Don't get me wrong now. You need reality.
Absolutely.
If you're not living your life like you're supposed to live it, you need to have a loving person to let you know that. Hi, Mom. But the point is.
hey, somebody that's going to tell you the truth in love.
But if everybody around you, it's never enough, it's never good enough. Oh, but look at what I have instead. You might want to consider a new circle of friends because friends build you up. They don't tear you down.
The other thing with intentionality, Carlette. The
intentionality.
Thing,
I like that.
The other thing that is important is how are we spending our time?
Mm-hmm.
Are we reading? Are we reading things that enrich
mm-hmm.
our lives? Or are we watching some garbage on television
mm-hmm.
that is wasting 2 or 3 hours a night?
Absolutely.
And pretty much it's the latter part of what you said. I mean, we're watching garbage and,
mm-hmm.
you know. All
and
the,
what are our children doing?
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
Because they do what they see us do, mm-hmm. not what we say. And that's why I can't understand. My son is a great reader, but I am an avid reader.
Mm-hmm.
And I've said this so many times, and I really want people to feel this, that we are so intentional
mm-hmm.
about what we bring mm-hmm. to the OPT network. And we are literally, if you allow yourselves, especially for the women that are shifting. You're moving out of one season into the next season. You're at that crossroads. You don't know whether you should go left or whether you should go right. One word from God, one dream can change a lifetime.
That's right.
We bring in some of the best authors. I plead with people. We read so that you will want to. We bring these people in, these great revolutionary thinkers, to change. God gave me this word on the first of the week when we were having Dr. Cindy Trim on. And if you have never seen her, you should Google her. Her last name is T-R-I-M-M. He gave me the word trajectory. Now, this is not a new word for me or to me, but he said, I want you to go deeper into what trajectory means for women. You see, it is really mathematically and geometrically inclined. It is the linear path. It is the projectile. It is the thing that catapults you into the next thing. And so we want women to begin to think about, especially in this month of celebrating self, your trajectory. Where are you shooting to? What is your trajectory? Are you going to just stay where you are? Or are you going to get on the launching pad? Are you going to allow God to catapult you into the next season? But as you said, Christine, it takes faith.
It does. And a lot of people are scared. And it's fear. Fear is a big deal for some.
Fear is the most debilitating emotion that there is. This is why we like to tell stories. What I got from Dr. Robin's book, Hungry, I'm going to say it again, Hungry. Hungry is the book. Mm-hmm. What I got from that is that when you allow yourself to just be stripped of who people say you are, who you think you are, and you come into truth, then you're ready for the trajectory. Sometimes you have to be torn down when it's not right to be rebuilt, but you can't do any of it, Valerie, if you're not living in truth.
That's right. And a lot of times too, when people take away the layers, they believe, oh, I'm gonna find something. A lot of times people don't know what they're gonna find. Sometimes when you don't limit yourself by, oh, I don't make enough money, or I don't have a husband, or I don't have the job I
want.
When you take all that away, you might find out there's a really beautiful person sitting right inside there. And if you can just let her out,
right,
you can move toward the life that you want. And one thing I tell everyone is, we think we eat three meals a day or how much you eat or whatever. Mm-hmm. Your stomach isn't the only thing that digests. Now, I'm sorry for doctors out there if the stomach isn't the organ that does the actual digestion. But what I'm saying is this. Your mind takes in things all day.
Mm-hmm.
Your spirit takes in things from all day long, even when you're sleeping. Be careful what you're letting into your vessel and what you're doing with your energy and your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
That's crucial because that'll block who you are, who you really are, quicker than anything else.
Absolutely. And what's happening is we're not feeding our spirits. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Cindy Trim was talking about a spiritual fast, cleansing and detoxifying and getting out those things that have created such toxicity in your life. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's people that create toxicity. Sometimes it's the things that we're doing. It's not just about what we're eating. It's a spiritual sickness. And some of us are so afraid to really delve down into what is really illing me. That you never get to your truth. That's why these conversations and we really pray about it. Well, I pray about it. You know, DC does all the work. I pray about the women that will sit in these forums for there to be an impartation. You know, this is not, we laugh, and I love to laugh, and I laugh really loudly, but this is meant to be an impartation. And when you can just give a little bit of yourself, Christine, and Lisa, you give a little bit of yourself, and Valerie, you give a little bit of yourself, it's going to help somebody. If anybody would have told you after 23 years, you wouldn't be who you were, or who you, who people said you were, who you were defined as being, and that you would be shifting, that you would be moving into a new season, you wouldn't have really been able to believe it.
I would not have believed it. Yeah, we talked, my husband and I talked about that last night. Did you ever thought you'd be sitting here where you are today, you know, opening a new executive coach practice, opening a new gym in a month with a wonderful partner? And, you know, I never would have imagined. And, you know, it's happening. It's
absolutely
real.
It's called just being able to be where you are. We got to take a quick time out, everybody. You're on point. We're back right after this.
I hope you never lose your sense of wonder. You get your fill to eat, but always keep that hunger. May you never take one single breath for granted. God forbid love ever leave you empty-handed. I hope you still feel small when you stand beside the ocean. Whenever one door closes, I hope one more opens. Promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance. I hope you dance. I hope you never fear those mountains in the distance. Never settle for the path of least resistance. Living might mean taking chances, but they're worth taking. Loving might be a mistake, but it's worth making. Don't let some helping heart leave you bitter. When you come close to selling out, reconsider. Give the heavens above more than just a passing. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you do. Whenever one door closes, I hope one more opens. Promise me that you'll give faith a fighting.
Y'all, welcome back to Real Women, Real Talk Friday. And I can't tell you how much we love doing this. We hope that you enjoy listening. And this morning, you know, it has been all about each person giving a little of themselves. And during the break, we were talking about being self-critical. And every person has some remnants of being self-critical. And it's not going to just go away. And as DC and I do every single morning, we have this quiet time together where we meditate on certain things. And this morning, the meditation was this: the power of your words. Words can either build up or they can tear down. And not just others' words, but the words that you're getting and receiving within self. And Lisa, you said something so powerful. You said it took you a long time to become comfortable with who you are.
Yeah, to really like myself and to feel good about who I am, what I bring to the table, what I offer my family and the world. I grew up just being very self-critical.
And people that would know you or know you probably would never think that.
I have no idea. Yeah. I mean, just being critical coming out of a meeting. How could I have done that better? I should have done this. I should have done that. And now, you know, now I try to look at areas where, you know, you think about, wow, I just really blew that.
Mm-hmm.
And using being funny, just laughing at myself,
mm-hmm.
being allowing myself to just say, blew that one,
mm-hmm.
and laughing about it, and still knowing, mm-hmm. knowing next time how to prevent something from going bad.
But what we have to all realize is this, and somebody said it earlier. I think, Valerie, you said, nobody is perfect.
No.
There is no perfection. And if we could really take that in, that we're not perfect. And I'm saying this, I'm verbalizing this, but I'm saying this for people listening. I'm saying it for you guys, and I'm saying it for myself. There is no such thing as perfection. God is the only perfect mm-hmm. one. And so when we can just take what we have, and we can laugh at ourselves, we can learn from our failures, we can move to the next thing. But see, I'm going to say this word a lot because I believe that God has put this word in my spirit. You've got to get down to your own self truth.
Mm-hmm.
And it means getting past the shame. It means getting past how people look at you. And last week, the word ho, if it wasn't said one time, it wasn't said 100 times, probably. And I just want to speak to that because that has been so heavy on my heart. What we do on this show is never, never intended to condemn anybody, no matter what you've done, no matter what you're doing. And what I understand is that that is not who you are. That is what you've done or what you're doing. You can change your destiny by changing your mind. And you know, we worked so really hard every single day, and this is truly my passion. My passion is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten women and the people who listen one conversation at a time. And I know that that's what God built me to do. So I never want any person to walk away feeling broken, feeling shamed. But what we do want you to walk away feeling is that I need to get to my own truth. I need to learn to love myself enough so that I'm not sitting at the table waiting for the crumbs. That I can come out of where I have been, and little by little on the journey, I can start to love myself. And that's why these conversations are so important. And I want to just thank Lisa Love, Valerie Bayon-Bandy, and Christine Bergeron, every woman that sits at the table, you guys, every week, are so amazing. Thank you, ladies, so much.
Thank you, Carlette, and what you're doing for women and for the community and for the world.
Mm-hmm. We thank you.
thank you so much.
Today.
Yes, thank you.
Right. Thank you, DC. Awesome
thank
job.
Thank you.
I simply say thank you. And you know what? We end every show with, you know what? The reason why we do it is because I do love you. I love you even before I've met you. But God loves you even more than that. And you've got to love yourself. And that's the real work, loving yourself. And Gandhi says it. I love his work. And that's why we end every show with, be the change that you want to see. And remember, change has got to start with you. And it starts with me. Thank you guys so much. I feel in the spirit a quiet. I feel a sense of processing, and I feel a sense of reception. Thank you for that. Thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us on the official OPT Network. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe weekend. And God willing, we'll see you right back here on Momentous Monday.
Yes. Well, I did not mean to end on that note.